Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Well, you were one of the runners up. You didn't win the Knucklehead today. You were a Knucklehead. You were engaged in some Knucklehead activity over the weekend, but not as bad as the other people here.
Yeah, I didn't understand the burn ban being lifted as fully as I thought I did. So we went to burn some tree debris on the property, and it got out of hand. The Snohomish County Fire Department had to come put it out.
With five, how many gallons?
Thousands.
5,000.
Thousands and thousands of gallons.
Our other runner-up is Dave from Shepherdsville, Kentucky, who rolled into the Walmart there and just grabbed himself a beer and a corn dog and started eating and drinking as he was making his way through the Walmart and loading up his shopping cart with merchandise, which he had no intention of paying for. So he went right past the checkout with his merchandise and tried to shoplift his way out of there. But even in Walmart, a guy who's walking around drinking a beer and eating a corn dog will garner some attention. And so he did, and they busted him.
I wonder if he came in with the beer or then went in into the store and then cracked a beer while he was in the store. Still so many questions.
Well, they sell beer in Walmart.
Well, sure.
So I bet he just pulled one out of
maybe
a rack or something.
He could have very easily just brought it in from his car, too, in the parking lot.
Well, the corn dog. Oh, in the corn dog, he probably got at the Walmart restaurant or whatever it's called. So, but he doesn't
You know where you're going for your birthday tonight.
Yeah. He does not win. Our winner today is a now former assistant coach for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
I guess he's been with six or seven, eight different teams over the last several years, and maybe his last team was the Miami Dolphins. He was the offensive line coach named Chris Forrester. And Chris Forrester had a video get put on Facebook by his girlfriend, some model out of Las Vegas named Kawana Nije, I think it is. Kawana, and he sent her a video that he took with his phone, sitting at a desk, snorting three lines of cocaine. Here's part of it.
Hey, babe. Hey, miss you. Thinking about you. How about me going to a meeting and doing this before I go?
That goes on about a minute of him taking two or three lines, talking about, I got to go to a meeting, honey. But I wish I was doing with this with you. We had such a hot time together. I can't wait to see you again, whatever. And, you know, we talk about what he wants to do and all this. Anyways, he resigned this morning.
He's a knucklehead. He's the biggest knucklehead of the day. But the reason this got posted, why would this woman post the video, this incriminating video of this guy, knowing it's going to end his career? And according to the story in the Miami Herald this morning, it is somehow tied to players standing and kneeling during the anthem. Apparently the Dolphins were told that they had to stand yesterday, and she was mad about that. And according to the Herald story, that was one of the reasons she let this whole thing out. So, I don't know.
But what is the moral of the story? Don't take perfectly lit cell phone videos of yourself in your office at work snorting cocaine and send them to people.
Well,
just don't do it.
And don't do cocaine in your office probably would be a good one too.
You can leave off doing the video part. Yeah. But for extreme knuckleheadedness, record it for video and send it to some girl you barely know.
Those coaches are probably, I'm sure those guys are making a good six-figure salary.
Oh, sure.
It used to buy him a lot of cocaine, it looks like. He's our 9:30 Knucklehead winner. Thank you to the Rockfish Grill and Anna Cortes.